We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Greetings and salutations, listener. It is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, April 23rd. We found out Game of Thrones is paying dividends in the dating department.
That's right. All you got to do is mention it on your profile, and you'll get more like hits, or whatever it's called.
That's according to the dating site Zusk. They looked in conversations in between matches and found mentioning favorite characters, episodes, and some of the show's well-known phrases can make your response rate go up, baby.
It still just blows my mind how popular this show is. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's good, but I've seen so many other television shows that are better.
But you know what, though? I think it's kind of a dying breed. When's the last time the entire country got together behind one show?
MASH.
No, I agree. I think maybe Walking Dead before it went downhill. But like, I think, too, it has to do with the whole epic saga.
Yeah,
you know,
there are
fire,
many movies.
Ice, dragons, you know. Yeah, so it's just funny to me more than anything. But there are definitely lots of lines, and considering the majority of the show's characters that are in relationships are incest, that speaks to some interesting stuff.
Yeah, they
try that for your dating site.
They said for this article, if you mentioned Red Wedding in particular, which is the massacre that happened during the War of Five Kings in Season 3, they showed that that it increased a dater's response by 376%. That's a pretty significant jump there.
Yeah.
So get watching Game of Thrones and at least get something in context there for you. This is kind of a double-edged sword. There's a startup company that wants to directly weigh people boarding airplanes.
Oh, boy.
In essence, to figure out how much weight the airplane's going to have in order to reduce the overall fuel consumption.
So, I feel like this is a disaster in the making.
Yeah, really.
And here they want to do it. They say they want to do it discreetly. There's two things. One of them is to save airline fuel costs, and the other one is for customers not to feel fat shamed. But what airlines do right now is they estimate what the weight is of everybody on the plane. If you know, Storm and I, we are each 205 pounds. Janie, you're 165 pounds, according to the airlines. And so they kind of use that as determination how much fuel they need to put into it, because obviously the heavier the plane, the more fuel they're going to need. And then they add a few bit more of pounds of gas. But the problem is that that's kind of a not really realistic estimation, and therefore they're adding more fuel than need be, adding more weight, and therefore costing the airlines more money. So they feel that they're they use the weight loss data to seat passengers in a way that will be more evenly distributing the weight of the plane and therefore causing the plane to use less fuel. However, airlines have tried this before. It has mixed reviews. It's just like we said on the show, it really is hitting. It's really kind of insulting.
It is. And not to mention just between, I mean, first of all, that weight, I'm heavier than that average weight that you just named. But more importantly, too, I've had friends that I've flown with. The seats are already tiny. I feel so large even just sitting in the seat. And then I've had friends who have issues with the seatbelt and they have to bring their own adjuster things, and it's just already such an issue with flying, so it's one more thing to add to that sort of insecurity that exists.
I wish they would quit cramming the seats together.
It's awful.
That's all you have to do. Just don't put so many damn people on the plane.
I know.
Which, by the way, I'll pay more money. I will. I mean, I think that's why I like the Economy Plus, because you do get more leg room. I just wish the seat was wider and it leaned back a little bit more. But
well, if you want to lean back, it'll be an extra $30.
Yeah, really. You want to get up to the bathroom? That's $15.
Sorry.
Let's talk about preventing bad breath or halitosis. There are a lot of times people will reach for mouthwashes to get rid of it, but that really can dry out your mouth and lead to prolonged bad breath. Believe it or not, something that's called a tongue scraper, which has been around a while, but it's been getting much more accolades. In fact, I think the Mayo Clinic just finally said that, yes, this is a very effective temporary way to rid yourself of bad breath. But basically, it kind of scrapes your tongue clean, because your tongue has a whole bunch of little pockets of area.
It's dirtier than your teeth after you eat.
Right. It's where little food particles get stuck. The saliva in your mouth filled with bacteria. The bacteria see the smorgasbord in your tongue.
That's right.
They vent gas, and that gas is sulfur, and that's what gives you the bad breath. So if you kind of scrape things away, imagine it just like your arm across the table and pulling everything off. There's nothing for the bacteria to eat, right. And therefore it should give you a little bit better bad breath. They say it, brushing and flossing your teeth twice a day, as well as brushing your tongue, is the most effective way. But you know, a lot of times when you're on medications, or if you're a smoker, or if you're have to go to dinner with the boss and you have onions, you're going to have bad breath and you need to get kind of rid of it quickly. So tongue scraper may be a way to go.
I use the one on the toothbrush that's on the backside of the toothbrush, but yeah. I definitely don't always carry that with me. So
Storm had mentioned using the dental floss to kind of pull on your teeth.
Yes, you can scrape it after you do your teeth, scrape your tongue.
Let's talk about recycling your dead disposable batteries. And we're talking about the recyclable kind. Those are the ones that you can recharge.
Yeah.
The AA's and AAA's. We have like a cat spinny toy for Simon and Piper.
Right.
And we really need to get recycled batteries because we keep blowing through the disposable ones because, they love it. But the problem is that after a while, those rechargeable batteries, much like your cell phone battery, really starts losing its luster and can't hold a charge anymore. If you throw them in the garbage can, believe it or not, you're breaking Florida law.
You're breaking the law. The garbage cops play hardball.
Yeah, especially in Gainesville. He said, and the main reason for that is that they're filled with heavy metals that are toxic to the environment. And as they leach into the ground, they get into the water supply, and then we have a whole list of other problems here. Plus, not to mention that, it's just bad overall and not very economically sense. But the good news is that Florida has a weird law that says that if you make these rechargeable batteries, you have to have a place that accepts them for recycling. Yeah. So they do. And in fact, they're in Home Depots, they're in Lowe's, they're in Best Buy, and they're in Staples. If you ever notice going into the stores, you'll see it there. A lot of the areas have programs that will take the recycled batteries for you, like the Alachua County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Center in Gainesville, the Alachua High Springs Solid Waste Collection Center in High Springs, 911 call phone bank in Ocala actually takes recycled cell phones and gives them to senior citizens and those victims of abuse in case they need to reach police. And in essence, a lot of times we get the news that the county or the city is doing a recycle program.
Yeah, a lot of times they do a forgiveness program. You can bring in paint and things like that.
Tires and things like that. They'll take those batteries as well. As for the alkaline batteries, for right now, they're okay to throw away in the garbage, but there still is a little juice in those batteries, and they can run the risk of fire. They do recommend putting a little bit of tape at the ends of the battery. That way it won't have a potential fire risk when you throw them in the garbage. This is a bleak report. Sorry to be kind of down in the dumps on this one, but it really, this is where you need to call your leaders of government, because almost half of Americans say they have put off necessary medical or dental care because it is just plain too expensive, and they do not have the money to pay for it.
Dental insurance sucks.
If
you even get it, like a lot of jobs, they'll offer you insurance, but not dental and not vision.
Yeah, I didn't mention this in the air, but I'm going through it right now. I'm getting an implant put in, and I've already, since January, I've wiped out every single benefit I have for my insurance.
It's all cash
for the entire year.
Right.
And it really is true. The cost of everything going up, the cleanings, the crowns, the cavities, the implants keep going up. But as long as I've been here, which is now approaching 15 years, I don't know that our insurance maximum has gone up at all.
I don't think so. It's still the same.
Now, granted, we still pay the same amount of money, but I wouldn't mind paying a little bit more if they gave us a little higher limit.
It is like your eye and your dental insurance is not that much compared to the medical insurance, but so just up it a little bit so we can get some decent coverage.
Yeah, and what this article goes on to talk about is saying the number one common emergency procedure is actually a chipped tooth.
Not just dental procedure, but
overall.
Any emergency procedure. Yeah. And what is the ER visit cost?
They said on average it will cost you a little over $12,000 going to the emergency room versus if you just did preventative care, like getting, say a cavity filled. You can't afford it. Well, then the cavity of the root turns into a root canal. It costs even more money. Right. And then you have to have the tooth pulled. That costs even more money.
Right.
So that's kind of what it's talking about here. And they also say that even with the best insurance, Janie, that still about half of the people are still going to be required to pay half of the bill.
Yeah,
According to my simple math, that's $6,000. And if you were to pay $6,000 off at $200 a month, which is a lot of money for some people, you're talking well over 2 years to pay it back.
Incredible.
So this is, again, putting it, standing on my soapbox, just speaking for myself.
Yeah, no, I agree.
This is
you.
Where you need to call your leaders of government and say, let's get this under control. We've got to get this under control because, let's face it, the baby boomer generation is getting older.
That's
the millennials
right.
are getting older.
Right.
The Gen X is in the lost generation getting older.
Everybody wants teeth, apparently.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. So there you go on that one. And then finally, this is kind of a cool, quirky way to schedule a vacation because, let's be honest with you, after a time, it gets kind of mundane and boring. It's the same thing, you know, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go to the theme parks.
That doesn't
God,
sound that
those
boring.
Those things are all such drags.
That doesn't sound that boring to me. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Maybe you want a little pizzazz in your vacation. A little right. spice it up a little bit here. There is a company called Pack Up and Go that'll actually help you plan a vacation. But here's the catch. They won't tell you where you're going to go. You tell
right.
them.
You're going to surprise us,
huh? This is a little surprise. So you tell them how much money you're willing to spend. And you kind of fill out a questionnaire. I guess it kind of figures out what type of vacation you want. So you probably kind of know what you want.
Yeah. At least they mark off things you hate. So you're not ending up somewhere too awful.
So if you hate, you know, crowded theme parks, I don't think they're going to send you on a trip down to Orlando.
Right.
But, you know, what they'll do is they'll plan out based on your budget, how, your vacation. And what they'll do is say, done. We got it for you.
So when do you find out where you're going?
Well, about probably about, let's say, a week before you're due to go on travel.
Right.
They'll email you with...
they send you, like, what to wear and what the forecast.
Yeah, with the weather forecast.
All right, what to pack, then? Do I need a parka or a Speedo?
Right, Janie.
Right, but you still don't know where you're going.
Yeah. It's somewhere hot.
Okay.
You pack a bathing suit, but, you know, it could be Cancun or it could be, you know,
Hawaii,
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Or Hawaii. And then a few days before your departure, they'll actually send you in the old mail directions on your where to get to your accommodations and where you're going, in essence. So it's kind of that big.
So you get like an envelope?
Yeah.
I guess you don't even need to, the mystery envelope, you don't need to open it until you get on the plane or something. I mean,
you probably wouldn't. My thing is I do like to plan a lot of local experiences for wherever I go. So I would be like cram Googling. If I found out, you know, 24 hours before, I'd be looking at what they gave me and then trying to find some additional stuff to
that's
do.
That's what they kind of do. It says here that when you fill out the survey, they'll actually curate a list of cafes,
nightlife,
and rainy day suggestions, things like that for wherever you are.
But see,
that's cool.
I think it would be kind of fun because, you know, let's say it could be, if I put in there, I wanted to go to American history.
Yeah.
It could be Philadelphia, could be Boston, could be Washington, you know, and it's
could be Lake City for the Alusti battle reenactment.
Of course. but, you know, it's still kind of, I think, a little more interactive because then you're, you know, all this is supposed to help you save time by planning your vacation. Imagine all the time you'll be wasting trying to figure out where you think you're going to send
you. If you want to add intrigue to this whole mystery vacation thing, have them combine with one of the dating apps, and they pair you with somebody that you don't even know who that person is.
It sounds like the making of a horror film.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Beach? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Actually, porno movies start like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Usually with a doorbell and a noise complaint, I believe.
Pizza
from what I'm told.
I don't have any money.
I got a noise complaint. So there's our show.
Officer, sit down.
How did we get there?
That's where our minds go. That's where we are Tuesday, April 23rd. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
I want pizza now. ABC.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.